TypeScript 3.5. Books and films. Paul.
Certainly one of my favourite films is Witness. It's the one starring Harrison Ford, where he plays a detective who's investigating a murder that an Amish child has witnessed. And he has to protect the child, and to do that, at one point, he has to go and spend some time living with the Amish community. Now, the Amish community are that religious group in America who live a very old-fashioned lifestyle. They have no modern gadgets, no modern technology, because their religion doesn't allow it. Now, Harrison Ford plays this very tough, hard-nosed city cop, and there are some wonderful scenes where his values and culture really clash with this very peaceful Amish community. It has a love story in it, because he falls in love with the boy's mother, who's Amish. It's very, very intense and passionate love story. And it's a thriller, because it deals with police corruption. And it's unbearably tense. And the build-up towards the end is incredible. It really, really does have you on the edge of your seat.
Kate.
I don't know if I'd say this is my favourite book, but this is certainly a book that made quite an impression on me. The book is called The Secret History, and it's by Donna Tartt. And without actually giving away entirely what happens in the story, The Secret History is about a group of students, and it's all about somebody's desire to belong to a group. And in fact, the group of students do something really, really terrible. They are involved in a murder. And you know right from the beginning of the novel that this is going to happen. And so you would think that there isn't any element of suspense, because you know that somebody's going to die and you have some idea about how they're actually going to die. But in fact, the whole story is very, very claustrophobic. You feel sort of trapped inside the group and trapped inside their situation. It's completely compelling to read. It's not a comfortable read, but it was about 600 pages long and I read it in about a week. And I lived and breathed this book over that week. I would recommend it to anybody who wants to read something that psychologically is really dramatic.